Good morning and God bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. It's Tuesday, September 2nd, 2026. It's about 9 a.m. and I've put myself in break. And I have just been thinking of some things, really just mainly trusting God. And just thinking about my life and the journey that my life has taken over the past year and three quarters now, a year and about 9 months that I've been with this fellowship. And I've just thought a lot about all of the changes, all of the things that God has shown me, that the things that He's led me through this time. And when I look back on it, there have been most of the times it hasn't been easy. Because there's been a lot to learn, there's been a lot to change, a lot to grow from, a lot to understand that I didn't understand before I came to this body of believers that I'm part of now. And I was just thinking that, you know, I'm 68 years old now. I've lived a long time on the earth, but in God's view, it's... You know, it's like a little pinprick because God is not bound by time. And God really has a long-term view of our lives, of all of our lives. I don't have a long-term view many, many times. And I know that part of my personality is to be a little bit, not impulsive, but just not willing to wait or to go the distance that God has prepared for me to go through a process. And I was just thinking about, there was a psychological test that was done decades ago with children. I think it was done in the 70s or the 60s, something like that, where children were put into a room and there were two children at each test had two children, and the children would be sitting next to each other, and the person would put a piece of candy in front of each child, I believe, or either just put one piece of candy. I don't remember how many pieces, whether it was one per each child or not. But the point is that they put a piece of candy in front of the children, and then they would tell the children that they had to leave the room for a little bit, but not to touch that piece of candy until the adult returned to the room. And so the adult would leave, and then of course the test, they're watching the children through a one-way mirror or a two-way mirror, however you say it, that where the children thought they were alone. That was the point. And they discovered that some of the children were able to exercise restraint and not eat the piece of candy before the adult returned. But there were some children who would eat the piece of candy before the adult returned. And I think in some ways, just thinking about that to myself, I think that probably if an adult told me not to eat the piece of candy until they came back into the room, that if they waited too long, that I would go ahead and eat the piece of candy. I think it would determine, you know, for me, it would depend upon the length of time that it took for that adult to return for me to break down and be disobedient to what they said. And I just think about, I thought about that today, and I thought, well, you know, the verse of scripture that comes to my mind is not being weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And to really trust the process that God carries us through with when it comes to the things that He wants to teach us. And like I said, God has a long-term aspect of our lives, and we may have a short-term aspect. You know, we may see that piece of candy and think, well, I need to have that now. When God is saying, wait, wait, let me teach you. I have something to teach you to bring you through. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that God desires for us to go through bad things or go through tribulation or times where we feel alone or times that are hard, or times where we seem like we may be going backwards. He doesn't, it's not God's will that we go through hard times. But sometimes, because of the paradigms that we've had in our lives or the incorrect thinking that we've had or the incorrect actions that we've taken, it takes time for God to show us, not because he's not willing to give us the wisdom that we need. It's because we aren't ready to receive that wisdom. And we really go through these times because it's a process for us that we have to come to the point where we're realizing what God is trying to show us, what he's been trying to show us all along. And I really think that that's been the case with my life, and especially since I've come to this fellowship, that that there's just been some kind there's been entanglements that I've had to do. I've had to untangle things that have been tangled up in my life and in my mind and in my heart. And I've just thought that, even though there have been many, many times through the past year and 9 months or so that I have felt alone and felt that things are hard or that things have been quiet, that those times that I've had, my spiritual hunger has not diminished. I have had this spiritual hunger to know God, to understand God, and to go forward with God and to grow with God. And I've been a Christian for a long time, and just about everybody on this fellowship has been a Christian for a long time. But just because you've been a Christian for a long time, or because you've seen God work great things in your life, or because you haven't seen God work great things in your life, that should not diminish your spiritual hunger. Whether you've seen all kinds of signs, miracles, and wonders on a consistent basis, or whether you haven't, that the circumstances of that should not determine whether your spiritual hunger diminishes or not. We should always have the spiritual hunger to seek God, to understand God, and to know God, and to seek Him diligently. And God promises us when we do that He will give us that desire that's in our heart. And there are things that maybe that you don't understand at this particular time. And there may be changes that are taking place, and I believe that that's true. There's changes that are taking place now, and those changes will take some getting used to. But just continue forward in the process, and though it may seem like things are quiet, or it may seem like things are going backwards for you, that if you're staying faithful to the things that you know to do, the speaking in tongues, honoring God, speaking by the Spirit of God, connecting, praying for laborers, doing those things that we know help keep us moving forward, that when you're doing those things, you are moving forward. So it's a lie if the adversary is saying you're not progressing. You're not growing. You're going backwards. You're losing what you had. All of those things are lies. All of those statements or thoughts that come to mind are lies. Because if you're doing the things that you know to do with God, then you are moving forward and you are progressing. And you can trust the process. You can trust God that He does have the long-term view of your life, and that He sees your destiny, and He sees the destination of your life. And And he is pleased with you, and you're his dearly beloved. And you can go forward with God and know that the process that is taking place in your life is a godly process. And even if no one stands with you, or no, if no one really sees the process that you're going through, that's okay. They don't need to. God sees it, and God knows what you're going through, and He knows how to give you the wisdom and the knowledge that you're seeking. And you can trust in your Heavenly Father to take you through the process that you're dealing with. And He will give you the strength and the encouragement that you need. You don't have to seek it from anyone else. And you can trust your Heavenly Father. And that's it. That's what I had to share. And I just wanted to encourage you to continue forward, continue going forward, and don't look to the left or the right, and don't put your trust in people. Put your trust in God, because God is carrying you through whatever it is that you're going through. If you're going through a great time where you're really feeling on it and you're going forward, that's wonderful. God's bringing you through that. If you're going through a place where you feel like things are quiet, or that you're kind of going through the wilderness, God is still with you. God is bringing you through that process, and you will have a moment of knowledge and understanding and wisdom, and that will give you strength and encouragement. But that encouragement is going to come from God. It's not going to come from people. I can tell you that right now. It won't come from people. It may come through God working through people, but ultimately the source is God. That God will give you what you need to go forward and to be blessed and to live a long life with joy and peace and believing and hope, that you can abound in hope and expectation in your God. So that's what I have to share. God bless you.